You dear one, welcome to day two of Warrior Goddess Wise. Today our focus is on compassion, and specifically with this video, what self-compassion is. In the audio, we'll expand that out to bringing our compassion into the world and into our connection to all beings. Today, with this video, we're focusing on how to bring compassion, the wisdom of our compassion, to ourselves. So I want to read this definition of compassion from my book, Wild, Willing, and Wise. Your compassion is your capacity to love your flaws, own your truth, and trust the ups and downs of this wild-ass journey. Because life is a journey, and there's a lot of movement in that journey. So in our relationship with compassion, we are bringing our attention to understanding that life is messy, and that we are messy and flawed, that we make mistakes, that there is no perfect. And in our relationship with self, we can have a judgmental, victimized, fearful relationship where we're constantly abandoning ourselves. Or we can connect to the wisdom of our compassion and realize, like all beings, we're going to struggle. We're going to have places where we're fearful. There's going to be flaws. We're going to have weaknesses. And compassion allows us to embrace all of ourself and say, yes, I see you. There's a gentleness that we bring to ourself and a responsibility. So for me, compassion from a wisdom place means that we take full responsibility for who we are with love, that we are guiding ourselves, and that we also understand that there are consequences for our actions, and that we're willing to be in relationship with the beautiful, incredible being that we are, and also with the consequences of our actions, and that we don't punish ourselves when we make a mistake or when we have impact on other people. We have compassion and we learn as we go along. Yesterday, I talked about what it feels like in our being to be wise, and we want to always come back to that, is the feeling sense of wisdom, not the mental concept of wisdom. It's the same thing with compassion. We want to learn to drop into the feeling sense of compassion in our bodies and not the mental concept of compassion. So often when we have the mental concept of something, we're judging ourselves for not having it, or we're telling ourselves it should look like this, you should be this way. When we're actually compassionate, when we're actually wise, we have incredible patience with ourselves. We have a level of inner joy because we're open to everything. We're not trying to fight or be different or force ourselves into a way of being. We're open to the blossoming that happens naturally as we learn and grow in this dance with life and ourselves and other humans. Part of being compassionate with ourselves is understanding that each of us is comprised of four different aspects. So we have our mental being, our energetic being, our emotional being, and our physical being. And learning how to be compassionate with our physical being, of loving this body, of being compassionate with whatever is going on, with our emotional being, having compassion for the flow of our emotions, learning how to heal our relationship with our emotional body. We'll be talking more about the wisdom of healing tomorrow. With our energetic being, that we each have an invisible part of us that is around and within our physical body, where we are in relationship with life in an energetic way, where we can lose and give our energy away, or we can hold our energy tight, and learning how to be compassionate with our energies, that we know that there's going to be times that we have more energy in our lives and times that we have less energy in our lives. And also our mental being, that we are compassionate with our thoughts, with our stories, and that we guide from that place of compassion, that we guide ourselves where we want to put our attention. That we don't just say, do whatever you want. That's not wisdom to our mind. Just like you wouldn't to a two-year-old be like, yeah, do whatever you want, sweetheart. We gently guide. And that's where compassion is so beautiful in relationship with our mind. Because we're like, no, sweetheart, don't go there. Come back right here. So before we close today, I mentioned yesterday about why anger can be connected to wisdom. And this is in relationship to our emotional body. So one thing that is really important to me is understanding that as a wise being, that we have a level of calm and connection and heart-centeredness and stillness. And that doesn't mean we don't have rage or anger or frustration at times in our lives. And in fact, anger, rage, frustration, all of those like intense feelings, when we come to them from a place of wise, we understand, and compassion, we understand that they're a wake up of like something needs to change. Take action. Or listen. So I don't want to create the illusion that wisdom means that we have no feelings and we are always totally calm and nothing ever ruffles us ever, because that's not real. That's often when we're trying to be wise versus knowing that there's going to be an energy and emotions and change inside of our being. Wisdom means we're witnessing and course correcting with love. We're taking action when necessary. And that we're not attached to the story around the emotion. We're using emotion as information, as energy, as flow. And that is why. All right, tune in tomorrow as we delve into healing, what it means to heal from a place of wisdom. And today there is a deepening. I believe there's an audio today, or maybe there's a worksheet. Check it out. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.